note was short, but Lord, so strong. It simply said, I can't go on and live a lie.
Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90.3. Sunday night of Cha 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 in Blue for this Sunday, the 30th of May of 2021. Yeah, that's right. Just I was disoriented there for a second. That's right. You know, I had so much bluegrass and country in me that I knew now I have to spend a couple of hours getting my blues on. Let's see. Okay, tonight on the show, in the history part of the show, we'll hear from Rich Del Grosso and John Del Toro Richardson, from Tinsley Ellis, from King Ernest, from Percy Mayfield, from Jimmy Rogers, Lowell Fulson, Coco Taylor, Memphis Minnie, Sleepy John Estes, and Tony Hollins for the original Crosscut Saw. We'll finish the night off in anticipation of a concert from David Rotundo. And let's see, we have a couple of new releases. I've got new music from Clarence Beatty's new CD, Surrender, is out. And we've got the Weber Brothers with Timothy Bracken in there as well. They have a new CD out called Choose Your Own Adventure. But we have to start the night off with the sad news that James Harmon passed away this past May 20th. And so one of the great harmonicists and a great storytelling songwriter. He's going to be missed. He was also the uncredited harmonica on some of the ZZ Top CDs, so I'll pay tribute to him with that as well. But that's how we're going to start tonight off here, with a few tunes from James Harmon. Let's go back to his CD, Do Not Disturb, and here he is with Motel King.
King for a day. Read the rules on the back of the door. The sheets are burned, the yellow and torn. The TV's beaming, it's eerie glow. Stays on silent until I go to my motel room. To my motel room. In my motel room, I'm the motel king for a day. Green plastic doodad on my key. Oh, I'm so glad it belonged to me. Belongs to me for only one day, and then I give it back and I go away. Thank you.
change for a day. Another day. Woo. Folks all ask me, how can you live this way? Boy, the Motel King is coming to your town with nothing on my mind but the ape man clown in my motel room. In my motel room. In my motel room. I'm the Motel King for a day.
Just got done with my set here in the city.
Yeah, maybe midnight on the coast. You're breaking my heart, health and wallet. Talking about the man you we'll sleep and pack up, babe. Turning those keys to the car and the place where you rent your tan.
Oh, yeah.
And about that phone bill, babe, you see, I'm paying and crying while he's laying in line. And that flat don't get it, baby. Send that phone bill to your brand new man.
Could not understand things would change so much by the time I was a man. Back then I was a hellion, just could not realize that the world would look so different through old man eyes.
That's right.
Always in a hurry, no special place to go, just learning all the regulations that a man's supposed to know. Moving from place to place, running from town to town, having myself a ball, no mind to settle down. Yeah, back then I was a hellion, would not realize this old world would look so different through my old man eyes. Old man eyes, they see all the angles.
Old man eyes,
cut through all the crap.
Old man eyes,
pick out the facts, y'all.
That's right, boy.
Well, dump them all. Dump them all in your lap.
Old man eyes,
see all the colors.
Old man eyes,
just as clear as black and white.
Old man eyes,
take care of plenty business in a frolic. All fine.
Oh, that's right, boy. Everybody got to face it. Sure to come to you just like it come to me.
I see through most deception. Make out the truth from the lie. I can live to play the game, last to take the prize. Understand rules and boundaries, losses, wins, and ties.
Well,
but now I see this whole world through my old man eyes. Through my old man.
I said, boy, you know, you got to earn them. You got to earn them. You got to earn them, old man.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
This is Reverend Peyton from Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, and y'all are listening to Montreal's longest running blues radio show, Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca.
Got a tip off a trainer, a new an owner's friend. Said the jockey's chick had told him about a horse that's supposed to win. I asked about the odds, he eased into a grin. Cut his eyes left and right and whispered, five will get you ten. Hey, hey. Sure do love to win. Oh, but I ain't no high roller. In fact, my role is a disgrace. But if I catch gaming fever, you can see it all in my face. When my winning Jones kicks in, screaming win, show it plays. But I've been throwing down all night and day, won't try to hold a taste. Hey, hey. Couldn't place a smarter bet, and he never steered me wrong so far, at least he hadn't yet. I quizzed him about the odds again, he flashed a wicked grin, removed his toothpick from his mouth, pushed back his stingy brim, then he palmed his lucky strike, and with a mustache awful thin, he rolled his eyes at me, and then he leaned way in. This time he didn't scare me, though it reeked a mortal sin. Hell, I've been in tighter places than Roger Neighbor's chin. Hey, hey. Every one of them nags, feeling lucky with the tip, you know about brand. bringing money back in bag. Hey, hey. I sure do love to win. Well, King Farouk looked lazy. Mar Vista just looked tired. Gov Price tail hung down all sad. Good Dick Daddy acted wired. Esther's locket sneezed real loud. Mama's doozy turned away. Elmo Jr. sat right down in the dirt. I swear the horse began to pray. Long underwear slipped down behind, and toothpaste squeezed on out on the rail. They scratched her ass, the Arabian Beauty, and took the jockey off the jail. They substituted Mr. Lucky, and they stuck on that number 10. He winked at me and pinned me and hollered out, James 5 will get you 10. Hey, hey. But 5 will get you 10.
Come on, Big John. Come on in here. curtain. I know I got a big surprise waiting on me. Over yonder, across the floor behind that curtain, I got a big surprise waiting on me. Lord, I got a little girl named Dumbo Catalina, Key, 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 Key. That's what she told me. Now I paid the price. I hope she looks nice behind the curtain. Now she's gonna step out behind the curtain and expose herself to me. Yeah. Boy, if she's anything like her mama. Well, you know, that'll be all right with me. Curtain. I don't know for certain, y'all, if I'm gonna like what's behind the curtain waiting on me. But if it don't get no better, I'll cover it up with a good-looking sweater and let things do the best they can. John, I'm gonna let things do the best they can. Thank you.
And that was the late, great James Harmon from his newest CD that was called Liquor Parking. We heard Behind That Curtain and Woman Took My Woman. Just a little sense of the kind of humor he throws into some of his tunes. Before that, we heard from his CD Taking Chances, which is really just all gambling songs. We heard Five Will Get You Ten. And before that, one of my favorites from him is just him and a guitar and some backup vocals and Old Man Eyes. Then we went back to an earlier one from his CD Do Not Disturb. And we heard Phone Bill Blues and Motel King. James had the sad news to report, passed away just this past May 20th. He was 74 years old. One of the greats of the harp and of the blues. Played with a lot of people over the years. He's played with Big Joe Turner, John Lee Hooker, Freddie King, Muddy Waters, Albert King, B.B. King, T-Bone Walker, Lowell Fulson, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, Johnny Guitar Watson, and Albert Collins. And he's also had several big-name alumni that graduated through his band as well. From the band from when he started back in 77 in California. He ended up with people like Phil Alvin and Bill Bateman, who went on to form the Blasters. He had Gene Taylor, who also joined the Blasters and went on to the Fabulous Thunderbirds. He's had Kid Ramos in there and Hollywood Fats. He's had some of the great, all the West Coast, the best of the West Coast seems to have all passed through his band at one time or another. He's also had several music awards or nominations. He had, in 2016, he had 5 Blues Music Award nominations, Best Album, Instrumentalist, Best Song, Best Traditional Blues Album, and Best Traditional Blues Male Artist. So, you know, he was been around for quite some time and certainly earned all these accolades. He's also been a friend of Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top for a long, long time as well. He's joined with them a couple of times in the studio, and his way back in initial studio appearance was on their 12th album, Rhythmine, back in 1996. Along with his friendship, of course, he accepted the invitation to join the band in the studio to be heard on the track What's Up With That, which was the band's first release from the disc. And the popularity of that number landed a spotlight appearance while he was touring England. He was on the Jules Holland variety TV show in London. And that broadcast showed Mr. Harmon and his harp and, of course, his band. And in 2003, he returned to appear on the ZZ Top album Mescalero for a feature accompaniment with the Latin-tinged tune Que Lastima. And again in 2012 on La Futura. He was on the tune Heartache in Blue. As a matter of fact, if you look up that tune on YouTube, you'll see that James Harmon added a little note himself in the comments. He says, yep, that's me blowing harp. No credit yet, but the check's all been good. So at least he got paid, even though they didn't put his name on there. He's a great storyteller. We're going to listen to him now. We'll hear him, actually. He shows up on that. He's at the Ryman with them in their live album on their live around the world, ZZ Top Greatest Hits Around the World. He's at the Ryman in Nashville with them for the great double tune, Waiting for the Bus and Jesus Just Left Chicago. Here's James Harmon with ZZ Top. Time.
coming to the other, and all points in between. Took a jump way down south in Mississippi. Well, that muddy Mississippi River water turned to fine, fine wine. And then he got wise, came to Nashville, Tennessee. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody's sure feeling fine. Yeah. We're out to California to see that sweet little baby of mine. But don't you know we're gonna see you just the same? You might not see him in person, but you're gonna see him just the same. Talking about him now. Yeah. But you don't have to worry. Business is his name.
That was ZZ Top, of course, and that was Jesus Just Left Chicago, and before that, Waiting for the Bus, both taken from Live Greatest Hits from Around the World, and that was recorded in Nashville with the late, great James Harmon providing the harmonica. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca, and let's turn to the new release deck. I got time to squeeze in a couple on here today. So we're going to listen to the Weber Brothers and Timothy Bracken. And the Weber Brothers, they've been around here for a long time. You may or may not be familiar with them, but even when they were quite young, as the teenagers, they sent off a demo tape to Ronnie Hawkins, Ryan and Sam did, a self-recorded demo that they did themselves, and just to try to get his opinion and find out what they could get from him. And the Elder Statesman of Rock invited them to come and to join his rock and roll camp at his home. And before you knew it, they became full-blooded Hawks. They were in with Ronnie Hawkins. And since then, they went on to share the stage with all kinds of people. Garth Hudson, Levon Helm, Leon Russell, Derek Trucks, Merle Haggard, Lynyrd Skynyrd, to name quite a few. And they've gone on outside projects as well with people like Gordon Lightfoot, Kris Kristofferson, Ronnie Hawkins, and Willie Nelson. So now, this is, you know, another 20 years on now, and they're on to their 13th release, which is what we have right now in our grubby little hands. It's called Choose Your Own Adventure, and we're going to play two tracks from it. We're going to play from this one, give them the chance to stretch out a little bit on some blues, called Lovemaker. We'll start it off here at the lead-off track. I like this one. It's from Choose Your Own Adventure here, the Weber Brothers, to Timmy T. Bracken, and Schoolin'.
Party, baby, for a friend of yours and mine. You say you're there to celebrate them, but you talk about yourself the whole time. I say, ooh, babe, who do you think you're fooling? I said, maybe, baby, you could use a little bit of schooling. To be your enemy when I see how you do your friends. Use them for your puzzle pieces and a means to your bitter ends. Well now, ooh, babe, who do you think you're fooling? I said, maybe, mama, you just need a little schooling. About others, baby, really make my skin crawl. I smile to their face and scratch their name in the bathroom stall. Oh, no. Ooh, babe, who do you think you fooling? I said, maybe, mama, I take your little ass back to school. Yeah. Someday you're gonna get burned, and then you might see your guilt's the only thing you ever honestly earned. Well, ooh, babe, who do you think you're fooling? Yeah. I said, maybe, baby, you need a little schooling.
The global outbreak of COVID-19 has affected all our lives in various ways, and it has notably drawn our attention to the intensified systemic racism and selective xenophobia towards our racialized friends in our Canadian society. It is understandable for each of us to feel anxious about this fatal disease. However, the sentiment of fear does not give us the right or the opportunity to conduct hate crime and to discriminate against our Asians, Blacks, Indigenous, and other racialized friends. It is not okay to associate the COVID-19 disease with Asians, particularly those of Chinese descent. It is not okay to conduct physical and psychological abuses towards racialized individuals. It is not okay to vandalize Asians and other marginalized owned businesses. We must stop normalizing and stop accepting racist conducts and hate speeches towards all racialized communities. Rather, in these unprecedented times of global pandemic, together, we must educate ourselves and others and be eager to understand race, systemic racism, and racial justice in Canada and elsewhere. Remember, whoever, wherever, and whenever we are humankind. We must learn to stand together as citizens of the world for a healthier, safer, and happier community.
The blues is my drug. Hey, this is Jeff Chaz, and you are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT-FM.
Thank you.
That was the Weber Brothers along with Timothy Bracken from their CD Choose Your Own Adventure. We heard Lovemaker, and before that, Schoolin'. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. That's where you got to go if you missed something and you want to hear it, or you heard something and you want to hear it again. Go to CKUT.ca, look it up in the programming and archives, and just find the show you're looking for and download it. It's you can choose 1 hour or 2 hours if it's a two-hour show, or you can choose the whole show. And we keep it up there in full stereo for the first few weeks. And there's no adware, no malware, no spyware. We don't need access to your photos. We don't need to know your location. We're not going to ask you for anything at all. It's just an MP3. Take it and enjoy it at your leisure. Next up on the new release deck comes Mr. Clarence Spade. He's got a new CD out. I played the lead-off single to it and the title cut, Surrender, a few weeks back when he first put that out as a teaser for the whole album. He was born in Paterson, New Jersey in the early 60s, and he started playing guitar when he was only 5 years old. He had encouragement from two guitarists in his family, his dad, also named Clarence, and his uncle Fletchy. They had a blues band going, and he used to play with them all the time. He joined a touring R&B band, A Touch of Class, and he worked with John Fugies. Musical director was, like he said, going to Berkeley for 2 years. He learned horn arrangements, harmony, rhythm, and chord progressions that he still uses today. From there, he went on to with Pennsylvania-based singer Greg Palmer's band, and he spent 6 years touring with that top 40 R&B band. Then the 90s came around, and he would return to his roots and ended up settling in Scranton, Pennsylvania. By the mid-90s, he had put out a CD called Nature of the Beast that helped influence his nomination for a 1997 WC Handy Award for Best New Artist Debut. His sophomore release called Just Between Us garnered a 2009 Blues Music Award nomination for Soul Blues Album. So this is his first release since then, and it is a profession of faith and declaration, he says, of determined recovery from an artist whose life has been full of dramatic ups, downs, and sidetracks since breaking into the scene back then. This is a collection of nine tracks. It has seven originals. Three tunes also were previously unreleased recordings from 1999, captured at the River Street Jazz Cafe in Plains, Pennsylvania. The songs were written and recorded over a 20-year period. They include collaborations with William Weller and his new mentor, Andy Pace, as well as his protege, Adam Schultz, who you're going to hear in the first tune that we're going to play. The album also features material and performances from some lost friends, Lucky Peterson, who penned the second tune that we're going to play, and drummer Shorty Parham, and a special song that he wrote for his son, whose life was cut short at only 25. So what we're going to hear now, we're going to hear two tracks. We're going to hear him stretch out a little bit on a burning slow blues that Lucky Peterson wrote called When My Blood Runs Cold. But first up, here's a little jazzy, funky little number. He turns the guitar chores over to Adam Schultz on this one. And this is called Good Conversation. Here is Clarence Spady.
Just shows our heart.